God, when you seek God, it's not a burden. It's like most of y'all are homeowners. So when you put your insurance on your house, okay, you have your house 10 or 15 years, okay, I'm going to go build, put me a roof on it. I'm going to put a new roof on it. I'm going to put two or three storage buildings in the backyard. Okay, that makes your house have more value. Your house becomes more valuable. When you go back to the insurance people and tell them you done added all that, they add more money to your house. Well, finding your place in the Lord is the same way. It does not take away anything from your life. It adds value to your life. It adds value. So if anybody telling you, if you start going to that church because they speak in tongues, that adds value. That adds value. That does not take away. It does not take away. It adds value. Why does it add value? Because it's giving me more power. Because when I pray and I'm so upset I don't know how to pray, I can start praying in tongues straight to the Father, and He knows what I'm saying. And it gives you more power. So every gift that when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, all those gifts were already given to you. When He said, "You are mine," He already gave them to you. But you got to seek them out. You got to seek them out. You got to ask for them. He give you free reign, free will. So you got to seek it out and you got to ask for it. You got to want it. And that's what the Lord wants us to be now. He wants us to want it. He wants us to want it more than we ever wanted anything in our life. He wants us to seek after Him more than we wanted anything in our life. Everything that's happening in the world today is just something to get you all conflicted, get you all off course, get you all worried, get you all devastated. Get you to thinking. Them folks, Lord, forgive me. These folks at work, they be so worried about what's going on in Washington. I would like to buy them a ticket and just send them there so I don't have to listen to them no more. But they are so worried about what's going on in Washington. I'm not worried about what's going on in Washington. Only thing I'm worried about, am I right with God? Only thing I'm worried about, am I doing what God told me to do? And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying if I miss it, I want to get it right. I want to get it right. I want Him to show me where I'm missing it so I can get it right. Because everything that's on my page, I want to do. It's in my heart to do. It's in my heart. And that's what every believer should have in their heart. It should be in your heart to want to please God. That's the one and only thing, reason He created us, to worship Him, for Him. All this other stuff is just a play. It's just a play. It's not real. It's just a play. But His word is real. What He says in the Bible is real. That's the only thing that His people should be worried about. We shouldn't be worried about what's going on outside of what God said. That's when we can't afford to get caught up in stuff. We can't afford to get caught up in gossip. We can't afford to get caught up in talking about this one and the other one. And because that takes away from our character. That takes away from our character. And our character is to be like God. He didn't spend time talking about nobody. He didn't spend time pointing out nobody else's fault. He said He come to do what His Father, He only do what His Father told Him to do. That's the only thing He did. And that's the only thing we should be about. and everything else, when we spend time doing what God telling us to do, we'll find this other stuff. I'm not going to say everything is going to fall in place. No, it's not just going to fall in place, but it gets a whole lot easier to turn your back on it. A whole lot easier. Stuff that you will pull to. You will pull in it. You felt a pull. Well, it gets a whole lot easier to walk the other way. A whole lot easier. Like you used to feel it. You used to feel them things pulling on you. Now you don't feel it. You don't feel it. It's easier to follow God when you seek after him and find out what he wants you to do. It's a whole lot easier. And I promise y'all, I got stuff wrote every which way.